the death of a man during the Troubles. 76-year-old Dennis Hutchings is due to stand trial on charges linked to the shooting of John Pat Cunningham, a 27-year-old with learning difficulties who was killed in disputed circumstances in County Armagh in 1974. The investigations into the conduct of the soldier at the time have been described as a witch hunt, and the soldiers certainly, the individual soldier getting a lot of support from those with a military background. Let me speak to Doug Beattie, who's an MLA and who certainly has a military background. Doug Beattie, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Where do you stand with this? Because the killing of John Pat Cunningham, 27 years old, a young man with learning difficulties, there's been such controversy about that down the years.
Yeah, yes, there has. And you know what? I, my thoughts are still with John Cunningham's family, even at this so many years afterwards. And you know, I think for them that it's, you know, it's important that they get the truth and a full understanding of what went on. So I mean, I think that's the first part. I think, though, I've got to say this, that this whole issue with Hutchings and this particular case, I think is symptomatic of the whole justice system and a feeling by some veterans, many veterans in fact, who served in Northern Ireland, that the system is unbalanced. So where we can focus on this one particular incident, and I don't want to really get into the details of that too much because it is going to a trial, but it's symptomatic of what's going on and what soldiers believe is an imbalanced system.
Do you believe that people who shot other people here in Northern Ireland down the years should face trial if there's evidence to bring them to a court?
Absolutely, and I've said this on many, many occasions, and that you know, soldier, be they a policeman, be they a member of the public, or be they a politician, if they're involved in that criminality, if they're involved in killing somebody and going out of their way and illegally killing somebody, then absolutely they must be brought to justice. If it's something that has happened through the course of the Troubles, which, and I use this term very, very lightly, was not a deliberate act, but it was an act, then we have to take in circumstances that were prevalent at the time, and in 1974, Northern Ireland was a very different place. So absolutely, I agree that anybody who has broke the law should face the law.
Yeah, but you said it's not balanced. Over the years, we had reams of people face the courts and go to jail for their involvement in the trouble. Some of them were carried out atrocious acts. Some of them were on the periphery, but numerous people were in courts and in prison, whether they came from the loyalist side or the Republican side. Very few people from the state, so to speak, ever faced the court, or very few served considerable time in prison.
Well, some did, and they served time, and there was probably more that did than people realise. But there's no equivalence here. Let's make this absolutely clear. Terrorists who went out with one thing in their mind. That was to kill or maim people on our streets, be they serving soldiers, be they policemen, or be they innocent men, women and children. They went out to do that. Soldiers did not, in the main, go out to do that. And circumstances led them down a particular course of action. And yes, some of them may well have made a mistake, and yes, some of them may well have gone outside the rules of engagement, and I freely admit that, and I think I've made that quite clear. But they didn't set out to do that, but circumstances led it in that direction.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse it. If you're trusted as a representative of our military and you shoot someone who you don't need to shoot, that has to be looked upon as murder, possibly manslaughter, but certainly you have to go through the courts and answer for it.
And evidence will absolutely lend us and lead us in the way that we have to go in regard to that. And I've already clearly stated, if the evidence is there that somebody has done that, the point that I'm making is there is times where soldiers find themselves in a situation where a split-second decision that they make leads to the shooting of somebody who is absolutely innocent. Now, you know, it's important that the family get the details of that, the family understand what went on, and that's why I say the family of John Cunningham needs to get all of the details of what went on. But it is a split second in a highly charged environment that this man makes. It's not a deliberate, necessarily a deliberate act. He doesn't go out to do it. But what I'm saying is he made that decision. Some cases, it may well have been the wrong decision.
Yes, but Doug, do you not accept that there were soldiers who were trigger-happy, like the soldier who would have killed Magello O'Hare in South Armagh, the soldier who possibly killed John Pat Cunningham? We will let the courts decide on that one. The soldiers who killed the people on Bloody Sunday? So these weren't split-second decisions. This was murder.
Well, I'm not the one who's going to stand up and make the evidence to state that they are murder. If they go to court and the evidence is provided that says it's murder, then it's murder. But I do not accept that soldiers went out on our streets trigger happy. I think soldiers went out and the circumstances arose and they had to discharge their weapons in particular circumstances. But I certainly will not buy into the fact that anybody's saying that they were trigger happy, and I'm certainly not buying into the fact that anybody says there's an equivalence with them and the terrorist who planned and set out, and their sole raison d'etre was to murder. So I don't buy that equivalence, but I do accept, and I've said this, and I'm sure people will disagree with me, and I accept that people will disagree with me, that, you know, where they broke the law, where they deliberately broke the law, or whether their circumstances are disputed, then they must be investigated, and it must go before the courts. But that has to be done in balance with everything else that went in Northern Ireland. It can't be done in isolation.
Okay, Doug Beattie, thank you very much for joining us this morning. A Ulster Unionist MLA and, of course, a decorated soldier. Doug Beattie, I want to speak to Kate Nash, who lost her brother, William, during the atrocity that has always been described as Bloody Sunday. Kate Nash, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel when you see these army veterans march in London?
Well, I feel very angered. Outraged, in fact, that anybody would try and put soldiers above the law. I mean, I've heard there's talk of legislation to protect these soldiers. I find it horrendous. And our own circumstances, my family, we lost our brother William, as you know, on Bloody Sunday. My father, who went through a hail of bullets to try and help him and got shot himself. And the body was then dragged away from him and thrown into a Saracen. They disappeared off with him and two other young men. My mother lay in hospital at that time with a heart attack. My father and her were in the same hospital. My mother wasn't told until the day my brother was buried because it could endanger her life. And that's the sort of thing we've had to live with. We've had to live with the fact that William's body was robbed. There was a ring, eight other things in his body, that because of the rough handling, definitely money out of his pocket and his crucifix around his neck, but he had a ring on his finger also that definitely didn't fall off, was taken off. So his body was robbed by these people. They executed our family for 7 years, house arrest and whatever. I don't know. They demonized us in the papers, newspapers, British newspapers, saying that we weren't close to our father. Somehow we lived in squalor. Our family were a pro-Republican, violent family. Nothing was further from the truth. I had a brother, as you probably know, who went to the Olympic Games in Munich later that year. We've had to live with all of that hurt, over the years. 45 years now, we have waited for justice. This was clear murder. We had there was an inquiry, by the way, that we didn't ask for, the families didn't ask for, but somehow a political thing. We had that inquiry, which clearly said that they were innocent of any wrongdoing, and that these soldiers acted without fear or panic, and then lied. The result of that was, and I felt always the conclusions of that Bloody Sunday report actually left the government innocent of any involvement in Bloody Sunday themselves. It also left innocent those on the chain of command. It was basically laid at the feet of 9 soldiers and 1 lowly officer. All these years later, it's been since we got that apology from the British government. That was in 2010. And here we are, still waiting for justice.
Do you
that
accept...
That was clear murder. They actually chased a fleeing crowd. Now, there wasn't just 14 people killed. There was 29 people shot.
Yes, but Kate Nash, do you accept in some circumstances some of these soldiers in other cases would have fired when they were under pressure and had to make a split-second decision?
I would say the evidence would need to be there. You know what the PSNI are always saying? Follow the evidence. The PSNI have been a total failure over the years in regards to any investigation. And let me say this, and let there be no ambiguity about it. I would want justice for every single human being that was murdered, whether it be little Catherine who died at Clonham, whether it be the Kingsmill families, whether it be Ballymurphy. I want every murder investigated and those responsible brought to justice. But the justice system here have failed all these people for 45 years. And can I also point out that there has been a handful, if that, of soldiers who were prosecuted in the courts, and two of which I know in the little Karen Riley case, a little girl that was pregnant at the time. In her case, those two soldiers were taken back into the army after a couple of years and rose up the chain.
Okay, Kate, I'm going to have to leave it there, but I appreciate your commentary this morning.